Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I trust that you have been with us at this time on this fine radio station and or downloading and listening to this God Is podcast. I am happy to be with you each weekday as we celebrate this Christmas season with one another. And this week we have met the Magi, who come out of the east on a long trek, following Christ's star in order to find their way into Jerusalem and over to the house where I have estimated the six-month-old Jesus to be. When the Magi enter the house, they bow in reverential worship of the Christ. Our focus this week is the coming of the Magi. And thus far, we have been talking about who the Magi were historically. As we have seen, the scripture has a lot to say about the Magi, or wise men, and we spent a little time with them in Daniel. We have learned where they came from, what they believed, what was their vocation, what they did, and how influential they were among ancient kings and empires. And I want to add this: remnants of Magi, or men who thought of themselves as Magi, men who associated themselves with the Magi, hung around during the Greek and Roman empires as well. We meet a couple of these guys in the New Testament book of Acts. As we read a little now in Acts chapters 8 and 13, we will get the sense these were not Magi in the truest sense of the word, but false Magi, people purporting to be Magi. And in particular, I want you to see how magic, the occult, and the dark world of sorcery and divination impacted Palestine at the time of the ministry of the apostles. This has a lot of application to the world in which we live and to opportunities you and I have to share the gospel, to shine Christ's light into the darkness of many a person this Christmas. You will see what I mean as we proceed, so let's hurry into the scripture. I am reading Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 9. This is easy to remember, Acts 8, verse 9. Now there was a man named Simon who formerly was practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. And they all, from the smallest to greatest, were giving attention to him, saying, "This man is what is called the great power of God." And they were giving him attention because he had for a long time astonished them with his magic arts. Let me pause here. We meet this man named Simon. He is often known as Simon Magus because he practiced magic. The word magus comes from the Babylonian word for one who practices such things. And sometimes this Simon is called Simon the Sorcerer. Sorcery being the use of magic or black magic. And notice how the magic worked. He astonished people who watched him. He claimed to be someone great using this dark power. Everyone, from the smallest to the greatest, were giving him attention. They even gave him a name, the Great Power of God. Simon astonished them with his magic arts. The magic or sorcery was very common in the ancient world, and you know what? It is very common today. People are always fascinated by the sleight of hand and mind that is sold as being supernatural. Satan has always captured the attention of people with that which is dark but appears as light. Well, Satan himself operates as an angel of light. Now, for example, as you know, I love to read. Most of my reading is in the genre of nonfiction. That is, books and other resources that are based on facts, real events, and real people. Of course, I read a lot related to my study of the Bible, and also biography, autobiography, history, stories of survival Everything from surviving a plane crash or hiking or boating accident to surviving addiction and disease. I favor these genres of nonfiction, but more and more, as pleasure, I read fiction. Literature, like short stories and novels that describe imaginary events and people. I find this relaxing, and I enjoy the creative writing of many authors in this genre. Well, there is a wildly popular category of fiction called fantasy, sometimes science fiction. Popular titles here will be everything from Harry Potter to Lord of the Rings to Dune, and of course thousands of other very popular authors, titles, and series. I find that most of it has to be off limits for me. Why? Because it is chock full of magic, sorcery, divination, witchcraft, wizardry, and necromancy, that is, communication with the dead. By the way, I better say this in case I have just rattled fans of Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Yes, in my opinion, he is very readable, and I am not saying L.O.T.R. is evil. Do not read it. Friends, I am not saying that. What I am saying is, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, I advise caution on a majority of other books in this category of fiction, no matter how well written and entertaining they may be, and they usually are. And the same applies to gaming, which is highly addictive to many young people and adults today. Magic and the like plays a big part in many of these games. God warns his people off of all of this. Listen to his commandment to the Israelites back in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 13. When you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to imitate the detestable things of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord, and because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Well, that is the voice of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 13. And you heard what God says. Of course, it is up to you. Each one of us has to do what we think is right in the eyes of God. We are accountable to Him. So use the discernment He has given you through the power of the Holy Spirit living inside you. For some, Lord of the Rings is okay. For others, it is not. And so on. My point here, even as you go Christmas shopping and ready gifts for kids and adults in your life who may want entertainment rife with magic, be wise and discerning. And also note in Acts 8, Simon Magus, Simon the sorcerer, a leftover in Palestine from Magi who were still powerful and influential in Parthia in New Testament times. And keep reading Acts chapter 8, if you would. I will not tell you the rest of the story, but you can read it this evening. It is fascinating to see what happens between Simon, the apostles Philip and Peter, Acts chapter 8. Right now, let's move forward in the book of Acts to chapter 13, and I will read verses 2 through 12. Here we will meet Bar-Jesus, who is a Jewish false prophet and also a magician, a sorcerer. I read this to demonstrate to you the existence in Palestine of magi, at least men who used magic, derived from the same or similar practices that came from the East. Here we will also see Paul the Apostle's reaction to this man. This is Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 12. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent Barnabas and Saul away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Cilicia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they reached Salamis, they began to proclaim the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they also had John as their helper. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they found a magician, a Jewish false prophet, whose name was Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence. This man summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elumas, the magician, for so his name is translated, was opposing them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on him and said, "You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time." And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had happened, being amazed at the teaching of the Lord. Concerning magic, sorcery, and the like, we must consider the words of the Apostle Paul here, as we did the word of God in Deuteronomy. And do read the rest of Acts chapter 13 as well. My main point today has been to show you the remnants of Parthian or Persian magic practices still hanging around the Greek and then Roman empires, influencing daily life and religion in Israel. Knowing all this, as background, we can now return to Matthew 2 and talk about the remarkable way the Magi who met Jesus treated him. That's coming up tomorrow, Lord willing, right here on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.